What an asshole. The way he was talking down to anybody who disagreed with him in his lies about the border, what a colossal fucking asshole. Wow. Good night, everybody.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created, all the while they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country. Joe Biden's sad excuse for a State of the Union address aside, here are the facts. When I left office, we gave Joe Biden the most secure border in U.S. history. We gave him Remain in Mexico, very tough to get, but I got it. Safe Third Agreements, the asylum ban, Title 42, 571 miles of border wall, rapid deportations, and much more. We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good that gave us this best border. According to Tom Homan, according to Brandon Judd, the top people, they said it was the single best border we've ever had in recorded history. What's happened now is a horror show. The country, our country, is being laughed at all over the world. Over the past 3 years, Biden has actively aided and abetted the importation of millions and millions of illegal alien migrants and resettled them into your communities. At any time during the past 3 years, Crooked Joe Biden, and he is crooked as you can be and the most incompetent president we've ever had, could have called off the invasion. But to this day, he is keeping the hordes of illegal migrants and illegal aliens pouring into the country. By the time his term is up, we could have close to 20 million people in our country. And we have no idea from where they come. We have no idea who they are. They have no identification. Many come from mental institutions. Many come from prisons. They're terrorists. We have a calamity the likes of which we've never seen before. The very first bill Joe Biden sent to Congress was a plan to turn illegal aliens into voting citizens. That's just what we need. No matter what Crooked Joe says, his actions prove his priority is to import a colossal new illegal alien population and let them all stay. My priority is securing our border and sending Crooked Joe's illegals back home. Likewise, the sight of a feeble Joe Biden talking about shrinkflation, the term he uses, is one of the most ridiculous things this country has ever seen. Shrinkflation is just another way of saying inflation. It means that you're losing a lot of money because these people don't know what they're doing. It was all caused by Crooked Joe Biden and the people that surround him, and they are radical left Marxists and fascists and communists and socialists. We have people running our country, the likes of which we have never seen before. He and the communists and his party looted trillions of dollars from you and spent it on illegal aliens and the Green New Scam, triggering the highest inflation in many, many decades. If your packages are getting smaller, that's the reason why, under my leadership, there was no inflation. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. It's time to tell Crooked Joe Biden, you're fired.
Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, Corn Pop. And, so about that State of the Union, huh? What an absolute state, after all, right? So, Joe Biden came out and told the country something. A lot of what we heard before, mostly a campaign speech, orange man bad. They want Gen 6 reproductive rights. That woman there, baby fetus, virtual thing from Georgia. I was 2 hours late. I had to give everybody hugs and kisses as I walked in. I was late. As fuck. But I had to make sure I gave everybody big old Scranton Joe hugs. Come here. Let me give you a hug. Let me give you a hug. Then Uncle Joe, come here. Just come to Uncle Joe.
Feeling the sniffier. You ain't black.
So that being said. Yeah, that was obnoxious as hell. I was already annoyed that I'm sitting here watching this, right? Sitting here watching it. I got like 5 streams going, watching different people's reaction to it while I'm watching it in real time. Because, you know, I want to hear everything. I'm seeing like what the mainstream media's got going on, like one channel. Really just inconsistent Wi-Fi signal and phone server still kind of acting a little fucking goofy on my end. So if one wasn't working, I just went to the different app. I just had CNN commentary, Fox commentary, fucking Razor Fist video going, Timcast, and then get a couple of MSNBCs popping into there a little bit, seeing what they were saying over it. I was trying to get the mainstream and like the alt perspective of it. And it's just a lot of the same old Orange Man bad. Instead of a State of the Union, I'm going to do a stump speech. Get really loud the last couple of minutes. I'm going to just kind of sundown towards the end. All right, everybody. You know how it goes. It's Joe Biden's State of the fucking Union. A little bit shorter, thankfully, than in the previous 3. Is it kind of wild to think that this is Joe Biden's last State of the fucking Union? Hypothetically speaking, of course. I mean, everything looks like he's going to get his ass kicked out of office come November. But, you know, ballot machines go burr, so get out and vote, right? So let's get into the article. Why was Joe Biden so fucking late? Well, the hand that feeds got bit, you could say. Pro-Palestinian protesters block Biden's route to the State of the Union. Demonstrators demanding a ceasefire in Gaza caused chaos just an hour ahead of the president's speech. I'm going to say something that's going to be really ill-advised. I donate plasma. It's weird to call it a donation when I get paid for it, but by the way, if you're not vaccinated, you should really be donating plasma. I'm just saying, everything's starting to point towards people who got the COVID jab not being allowed to donate blood, marrow, spunkter, baby powder. You know, the baby bake powder, what's it called? The baby batter for the baby bake oven. Yeah, shout out to the GFC for that one. So, because a lot of people are going to need it. Right? And if eventually something comes where a majority of people who got vaccinated are not allowed to donate plasma, there's going to be a massive shortage. And if you start donating, you know, it will make a massive dent, right? And if you're thinking to yourself, oh, well, you know, there's all these fucking assholes who's living in a mask. There's also a lot of kids who need help, you know? You get paid for it. I'm not going to tell you where to go. I'm not going to tell you where I go because I'm about to tell you something really stupid. Yeah, this is like, she's clearly some form of Middle Eastern. Some type of that region of the world. And she's like best friends with all the... Why specifically... I've noticed this. Why in clinics, phlebotomy places, and like plasma centers, why is a good chunk of the staff just gay? Serious question. It mostly seems to be gay people and obese white women wearing scrubs that are just slightly too small for them. Is this an observation anyone else has fucking made? I'm just asking. Anyway. She hangs with all these gay people. I'm pretty sure she is gay or something. I see her wear pride pins. And, you know, when they do, like, the you know, this by this plasma center. Well, now you can probably figure out where. Supports Black History. They just scribble out the name of the plasma center they work for. So it just says, supports Black History. And, like, dude, if I was a boss and I gave people pins and I saw them all doing that, I'd be like, all right, give me the pins back. Nope, I'm taking them back. Give them back. Turn them in. Turn them all in. Fuck every one of you. That's it. And I would never do it again. But then again, if I ran it, I would never do it to begin with. But besides the point. Anyway, it's always like whatever cause. There's multiple fucking pride pins and all the fucking Fruity Loop fucking fatherless figure symbols on their fucking vests and shit. And they have, like, the lanyard with the billion pins on it. You have the one with the name tag and the name tag holders. Got all the stickers and the little fucking push pins. Oh, not to mention, they got, like, the little fucking croc push-looking things and, like, the little holes on the... It's, like, every bit of this bitch's outfit's bedazzled. Like, if she was a suicide bomber, she would be a suicide claymore for her surroundings. You know what I mean? And now this bitch is wearing a boldly stand with Hamas. Pride in women for Hamas. I'm like, oh my god, I met one. I fucking met one. And luckily, this plasma center lets you choose who donates your plasma, and I'm just not. I pass every time. And the thing is, I first started donating plasma. I've been doing it for a few years. This shit was kind of normal before 2020. And then got really weird during 2020. And this just has never been the same. Kind of weird. And, you know, you're sitting somewhere for an hour and a half donating plasma. You kind of get to talk to people. They check in on you, X, Y, and Z. So moving on. Donate plasma. I just find it really funny that I'm like, bitch, don't you know that they would give you free skydiving lessons without a parachute if you went to Gaza or any of these places? Well, then again, Gaza seems to be mostly a crater of former tunnels and whatnot. From everything I heard, I was kind of surprised that so many tunnels in Gaza. I thought tunnels were more of a Jew thing. Let's get into the article before I get in trouble. Before Sin Media comes out and beats my ass for talking shit. I'm sorry, overlords. Ooga booga. Nah, I got a pretty decent contract. I wrote it. My own contract that doesn't even exist. Let's see. Pro-Palestinian protesters block Biden's route. God darned it. Fiddle frattle sticks. Oh, go. Okay, Daily Mail. I fucking hate your site. Give me 1 minute. Pro-Palestinian protesters block Biden's route to the State of the Union. Demonstrators demanding a ceasefire in Gaza caused chaos just an hour ahead of the president's speech. Nice. And you know what? Honestly, in a really weird way, which I was kind of bitching about it earlier, I actually kind of really appreciate it, because it is nice watching that fucking obnoxious ass. We saw a weird hybrid between an elephant and a rhino. But again, the Speaker of Houses seems to be a very evangelical 90s type of Christian, which I don't exactly get along very well with. But, you know, anyway, it was nice to watch him just kind of hem and haw and watch all the cameras just pan to the crowd to fill up time. And then he just walks in and it's like a fucking concert. Also, did anybody else, we'll watch it later. You can watch it on my channel. It's uploading right now on the other computer. There's jump cuts in the supposedly live State of the Union that were in all the live streams. At least the ones I was watching. Did anybody else notice the fucking jump cuts? Like, no one seemed to have pointed it out, but there were jump cuts. Anyway, go back and watch some of that shit. Like, just watch it twice speed. You'll see the and then just clapping done. Or there's other times where it's like panning, all of a sudden it just cuts to Joe Biden, like the audio is completely off. Weird. So fucking weird. Pro-Palestine protesters attempted to block Biden's motorcade to the Capitol. Demonstrators convened in the hours before the State of the Union address in protest of Biden's handling of the war between Israel and Hamas terrorists, unfurled a massive Palestinian flag and sat in the middle of Pennsylvania Ave. Hey, Joey, remember when all those truckers were all camping in Maryland and you got all mad and went full Trudeau and labeled them as a threat to your democracy and all that horse shit? What do you call these guys holding you up on your way to the State of the Union? Hey, they're impeding a federal process. Joe, they're touching the beast, Joe. It clearly must be an insurrection. Nah, but for real, can we, like, push that a little bit? That'd be a fun thing to push. I'm not saying push disinformation, but push disinformation, right? It was an insurrection! Pro-Palestinians insurrected in the streets! Or if you're a Democrat, you say pro-Palestinian erections. I mean, insurrectionists. Ooh. It's a weird thing. Why do they all do that? What is up with liberals being like, Donald Trump inspired the erection? It's like, why did you say that, Chuck Schumer, AOC, Pelosi, and like 10 others? I think Biden, too. Like, that's a weird Freudian slip there, but all right. It's probably the same part of their brain that makes them think of my dick when they write gun-grabbing policies. You know what I mean? Continuing on. But, yeah, aren't these guys, like, big old spooky scaries? And this was just written just a few hours ago by the time I'm reading it. March 7th, updated March 7th. It's literally 1 a.m. As of me recording this, so not like it's very long. Several hundred fired up. Hey, that's weirdly January 6th scale of proportions. And hey, Joe, you were arresting people who never went. You were having the FBI and DOJ go after people who didn't actually go into the building. Shout out to, like, multiple journalists who never went in. Shout out to the dude who works for the InfoWars. Pull his name up here. Actually, let me do it right now. Specific articles that weren't from, like, CNN or Fox News. I couldn't find the three specific articles in question that had videos and shit. So I'm just going to say I got dementia from watching Joe Biden. Those articles never actually existed. And I made everything I just set up. Yeah. That's what happened. So, I'll get burned out using that feature. Don't worry. It's not going to be that fun for me to keep using for so long. Moving on. But several hundred fired up pro-Palestinian protesters sat in the streets to block President Joe Biden's motorcade between the White House and the Capitol for his State of the Union address Thursday. A massive Palestinian flag was unfurled on the streets with demonstrators sitting and standing around it. And others held a banner with the message, quote, Biden's legacy is genocide. Oh, buddy. See, one thing I really like about this story is this is something I've been talking about for a while. The progressive left is abandoning Joe Biden. Like, look, I covered how they ditched Bernie Sanders over him fucking being just slightly... He was even pro-Israel. He just refused to call for a ceasefire. Which I guess is pro-Israel. But still. Wild to see. They didn't care. They stole money from them and lied to them for election after election. But yeah. All right. That's what broke it. All right. The protesters had bullhorns, held ceasefire signs, and wore black shirts with messages demanding Biden get through, get tough on Israel. And how'd that work out for him? Did they get everything they wanted? They were surrounded by law enforcement officials from all sides as police helicopters circled Washington, D.C. Man. So, who's funding this? Who's paying for it? Those are the natural questions I have, but most people have those questions. So I don't need to sit here and dwell deeply upon this. But, is it Soros? I don't see it being Soros, right? FTX is kind of out of the game as far as we can tell, so it's like, who? Who the fuck is funding these assholes? At the end of the day, like, somebody's flipping the bill for all these shirts, the travel tickets, like, something happened here. But if it's free, then why doesn't it be free? Asking for a friend, of course. I know it all. I don't need to ask for myself. Yeah, you tell him. Ally. Yeah. Back. Someone could really beatbox over this. Oh, look, real quick. You know this chick right here with the glasses would get skydiving lessons for free. You just know it. Most of these people, that's the crazy thing. Like, these are all people that Hamas would kill. Like, this dude would get killed. All these people would get fucked up. God, they're willing to die for the dumbest of causes for the worst of people. Hey, I feel the same way about a lot of people who are willing to die for Israel. Like, I don't get it. Oh my goodness. Oh my god, they really held Joe Biden up to this bullshit. That's amazing. I love it. And they got the hands up doing the cult prayer bullshit. Oh, I love it. Homes, not drones. At least they're kind of taking an anti-war stance, depending on how you look at it, you know? Yeah, stop. I agree, in a way. Stop arming Israel. Stop arming both sides and let whatever happens happen. Israel is more than capable of fighting for themselves. They don't need my money. This bitch got the Hamas drip on. You see her walking? Right here, look at her. She got the white, the green, and the red on. Wow, and the black shoes and everything. The best part is, you know there's so many Jews in that crowd. Oh, you just know it. Yeah, there's tons and tons of, like, idealistic teenage Jews in that crowd. Oh, buddies. War criminal! Hell yeah! I'm trying to find some common ground with these people, actually. We can manipulate these people's stupidity for our own endeavors.
I wonder how he goes to bed at night with all the people that he's killing.
Me too, actually. Ad hum. Womp womp. Womp womp.
Enough is enough!
Enough is enough!
Enough is enough!
Enough is enough!
Oh, they got a projector and everything, too. So, actually, I've been right where they are. I'll show you. Yeah, I filmed this a while back, 2 years ago. Actually, a bit longer than 2 years ago, but yeah. This is facing the opposite direction. The National Mall is on the other side, but... this is the area, like, you can kind of see back there, St. John's Church, this is where the BLM, everything all blocked off, yeah. And, I've talked about this before, long-time listeners. I just kind of, like, it was just a lot of people. You can see there's people in fucking black block, Hawaiian shirts, MAGA hats, Proud Boy. Like, found this was a dude named Backwards. But yeah, you get the idea. Like, the way they sell January 6th versus how people actually are, you know? I talk about being, like, super optimistic and thinking that people can still find common grounds with one another, even, like, the darkest of times. It's because I've seen shit like this. When these groups first met up, fun fact... When these, like, two groups, well, a handful of groups started coming together the first time, they, like, charged at each other. Like, they were going to fucking fight. And then, literally, one dude said, "What the fuck do you support Biden for?" To which this chick, not her bouncing around, but a different chick, yelled, "I don't give a fuck about Biden. Fuck Biden." And he saw all the people in the red hat go, "Wait, what? Hold on, what?" And then they just, this happened. Like, this dude's pro-Trump, and he's talking to this chick right here. Shit on the election. And he's just talking to her. I'll leave a link to this if you want to watch in the description below. But yeah. This area for some reason is like super common for this kind of behavior. I don't know what it is about this spot in particular. But it just seems to really attract protests and sit-ins and all kinds of goofy shit.
Dignity.
You can tell it's more along the wall. Before it on the street. I can't get behind that. Draft every one of them and send him to Hamas to fight for them. Do it. I fully support their right to go fight for Hamas. By the way, This is insane. People are talking about rioting and setting the DNC on fire in Chicago. I'm not. I'll cover it as a news story. Disclaimer here, because I know how they like to go after people with my opinions. I'm not the one doing it. Some other asshole's planning on it, and I'm going to cover that in a news article. Everyone's talking about it. It's wild. Oh, man. And this is what they're already doing in D.C., you know, like, what the fuck? I would start planning on rescheduling where that DNC event's going to be held, bro. And this is hyper-organized. They got chants, funding, they all got the same megaphone. You know, they all got the same little teal sticker with that little logo on it. They all got the same shirts, pants. They all got scarves. Like, everyone is... Like, this is a planned thing. It's kind of... I'll bet the same people behind the Biden Please Let Us In shirts are behind this. So you kind of think it's all connected. But, like, check this out real quick. I'm not going to go deep into this because I plan on making my own episode about this, but I'll go through some of the articles that will be brought up in that episode, and you'll kind of see what we're dealing with here. Democrats brace for anti-Israel protests at Chicago convention. And it's just over and over and over with all kinds of stories like this. Judge denies abortion rights for the protest permit ahead of the DNC. That is another thing that's happening, too. There's a women's choice group that's all worked up, too. But that's a minor threat right now. Because I fear a repeat of the chaotic 1968 riots when Dems returned to Chicago for their summer convention. Bill Clinton guru James Carville's grave warning over far-left agitators who threatened to tear down party... No. I'm not going to go into this episode because I want to wait and make my own episode about it, but you should look it up. No. There are leftist groups in mass posting, go to X, look it up, threatening the DNC in detail. Politicians, X, Y, and Z. Don't go to the DNC this year. I'm skipping this year. I ain't going. I didn't go last year. I ain't going this fucking year either. I'm good. Fuck that. I'm good. I got shit to do here. And, that looks like a honeypot. I'm happy to go and film anything anywhere else, but when it comes to shit like that, RNC, DNC, you got tons of threats already going there, I'm not going. Right? If it's like a city on fire, I'll film it, I'll document it. It's not necessarily targeted the same way this kind of shit is. Plus, the feds, the honeypots, the setups. Oh, no. Stay the fuck away. Stay away, folks. Do not fucking go. Holy shit. You know? People are really like, I'm gonna go. Chicago's top cop says police are getting trained to manage protests during the DNC. All this year, man. Like, people are straight up threatening politicians and elected officials over Israel, Hamas, Gaza, all that shit. And they're doing this? The State of the Union? I feel like this is a warning from whatever back organization is organizing this shit. Again, remember, people were giving out illegal immigrants, giving all these shirts that say, Biden, please let us in. And now they all have these shirts. Someone just gave that guy a shirt. They all have scarves and everything. This is very clearly organized. And I don't mean organized like all these people met on Facebook. Like, no, there's something else going on here. Like, I've gone to, like, anti-CCP protests, but the thing is, you scan a barcode and you donate $20 and they mailed you a shirt. Oh, right here. By the way, do this if you can. If there's anything interesting going on around you politically, do this. I talk all the time about how I spent, like, the better part of 2020 just being a stringer for major news networks and selling my footage to them. Yeah, do it. It's great money. Depending on what you got, they'll pay you insane amounts of money. Just, it's worth it. Just make sure you're safe when you do it. All right, continuing on. Pro-Palestinian protesters block Biden's route to the State of the Union. That is funny as fuck. Look at that. All these people just gathered together. Refund. UNRWA. I know it's UNRWA, but whatever. The stand is mostly symbolic since there are many routes to take from the White House to the Capitol that would avoid the protesters. Meanwhile, down the street, another group of pro-Palestinian protesters stood outside the Republican Capitol Hill watering hole, bullfeather, and chanted at staffers, dining and drinking ahead of the State of the Union. Now, to be a staffer in these situations, gotta be kind of tense, because keep in mind, like, a lot of them get attacked. Rand Paul has had multiple people attacked, including himself. You know, so it's... I kind of been used to filming this kind of stuff. You know, I just... kind of where I'm like, yeah, you guys should go out and do it. And I'm sitting here looking, I'm like, start off small. State fairs. Stuff like that. Moving on. Quote, staffers, you can't hide. We charge you with genocide. Bars. Was that off MF Doom? Bars, bruh. I can fucking Molly whop to that. They shouted at Hill employees and demanded they quit your jobs. Get a job, the Republican House staffer shouted back at the protesters, interrupting their evening. That's fucking base. Now, Biden departed the White House at 8:50 p.m. for the short trip over to the Capitol for his third State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress. There appeared to be no hiccups with the few-minute drive on the Thursday evening, despite the protesters. Demonstrators were sitting and marching in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue hours before Biden departed on one of the more direct routes between the White House and the Capitol. Quote, "When I say genocide, you say Joe," one demonstrator with a bullhorn prompted and called. With the bullhorn prompted the call and response chant, progressives and pro-Palestinian factions of the Democratic Party are highly critical of Biden's handling of the Israel war in Gaza after Hamas terrorists attacked the Jewish state in October. Doesn't really have anything to do with Hamas and Israel. Look, these are the same type of people. I'm not saying every one of them, of course, whatever the fuck. But multiple campuses across this country, high school and college alike, have had Jewish students emergency rushed out of the building or forced to take shelter because students started attacking and chanting things like "from the river to the sea." These aren't Israelis. These are Jewish Americans being attacked by ignorant, butt-fucking retarded Americans. I don't give a fuck about Israel and Palestine, but I do give a fuck when it comes to actual American citizens being harmed over political and ideology. I have a problem with it. A big fucking problem. Especially when they're normies. You know? Really take issue with it. That kind of goes hard, though, that Genocide Joe projection thing. I feel really bad for the people that are trying to sleep. Oh, wait, that's probably where I really mean. Never mind. Biden's legacy is genocide. You got all those pictures up there. Again, no, this is just an excuse to exercise hate and authority. It's really what it is. Like, these people lost and missed the ability to yell and harass people for not wearing masks and not being vaccinated. They missed that. Some of them still do. You see how I dress in public? You understand why I attract so many of them. I sound like a boomer dad when I say shit like that. Anyway.
Self-five stories from the art building. Huh. Wild.
Probably a suicide. I don't know really anything about that story. Sorry, weird story just caught the corner of my eye because it looked like a building in a town I go to kind of frequently, but it's not, and it couldn't be. Because I don't go to New York. Biden has strongly backed Israel, but lately has seen backlash for that stance. In Michigan's, there we go, Democratic Party, Democratic presidential primary last month. It's more like a week ago, but all right. It was last month, and you make it sound so much longer ago than it was. I would have said a week ago, but all right. More than 100,000 voters cast their ballot for uncommitted in protest. Misspelled protest. In his speech, Biden will announce the U.S. military will be constructing a temporary floating port off Gaza to more easily send humanitarian aid to Palestinian people. Oh boy, tax dollars at work, don't you love? The move was expected to placate disgruntled members of his own party. Hamas launched their attack in Israel on October 7, 2023, and carried out the largest single-day atrocity against Jewish people since the Holocaust. Never forget the 6 million. Thursday marks the 5-month mark of the ongoing war between Hamas and Israel, and when America told Ukraine, we're kind of done playing with you, mostly. That started that day in October. How many times are we talking about it? We get it. The protesters in the U.S. have accused Israel of conducting attacks against the Palestinian people. Yes. Kind of like how Hamas perpetrated an attack against the Israeli people. By invading them during a concert and killing and raping civilians. And taking hostages. Yeah. I know. And the IDF is also being investigated for raping Palestinian bystanders. I know. Yeah, it's war. Why are you not... No interest in other countries doing the same shit? Just those two? Is it because the owners of your brain took one gaming cartridge out and put another one in that said Hamas Gaza? Now that's all you care about? Fucking brainless. Anyway, Israel maintains it is defending itself against Hamas and terrorists operating out of Palestinian enclaves. Sure, bud. Now, we're going to see if there's any comments here. Okay, so we keep loading and loading and loading. All right, well, that being said, I'm going to wrap this up here. I got another couple articles coming out about this, and I will talk to you later.
Bye.